Time now, the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte. It was a crazy game last night.
Focusing a little bit on the formalities of video review right now, I think most people know what the policies are in the NFL and other professional sports, but you asked for a review on the overturned goal of theirs, that it was offsides. What exactly are the policies in college hockey?
Well, again, if they feel that there could be an offside, or if they feel there could be goalie interference on a goal, they can go check video replay on their own. But if they don't think so, you have one. You can burn your time out. You have one challenge, and we utilize that challenge on that offside, and we were fortunate enough to get that call.
There are a lot of people in professional sports, mostly, that think that too much stuff is reviewed. In your mind, is college hockey at a point where there is too much, or is there not enough reviewed?
I think it's perfect. I don't think we can do much more, Schulte. I wouldn't want that. But obviously, if you get a good goal, you want that to count, because there's just not a lot of goals scored. So I think to potentially either give one that give you a goal that you shouldn't have, or even worse, take one away. I think we need to make that right. We need to make goals right. And this is the first year with the offsides that they can check to see if it's an offside and nullify the goal. And, again, that worked for us last night. But, no, they weren't going to check it. They felt that it was a good call. There was no offsides, and they weren't going to check it. So we had to, we had to burn that time out. And, the thing that obviously you and I talked about after the game and the staff is that if we'd have burned our time out earlier on icing, that would not have been a review, and that would have been a goal.
When replay first came out, were you in favor of it?
Yeah, I was. I was. I think, again, just for the same reasons I just mentioned earlier, Schulte, there's just not a lot of goals scored.
Given the technology advances, nobody knows where review might go someday. There's talk in baseball of having robot umpires calling balls and strikes, and tennis already has it in serves, where a little buzzer goes off when a serve is out of bounds. You ever see a time where offsides or anything like that maybe could be done outside of a human being?
I don't know, Schulte. I like the human element. I think we all do. We like the human element a little bit, and it's all part of the game. And, and back to video replay, I remember we were in St. Cloud. It was actually Matt Pope scored, so that was when Poper was playing. So that would have been 2005 to 2008. 2004 to 2008, that's when Poper played. Now, it's weird I remember this, but we scored a backdoor goal on the power play. He had like half of his skate blade in the crease, and it had nothing to do with there was no interference, because again, all it was, we ripped it to the back door and Poper scored on a wide open net, and they took it away from us. I just thought to myself at that particular time, there was zero tolerance for having any skate in the crease at that particular time. And obviously too, we've loosened the rules up for that a little bit too, which is good. So it's been good for a lot of different reasons, and that kind of comes back. I'm going down memory lane a little bit, but that it comes back to me right there that this is really good to have video replay, Schulte.
You would have lost the 6-second goal more than likely.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the John Glass ever would have had the capabilities, who knows, but probably would have lost the 6-second goal. So what goes around comes around, huh, Schulte?
More with Tom Ceratore when we return the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. Helter skelter finish last night, Tom. What did you want improved on?
Well, I just didn't like our puck management. We were in a good rhythm, Schulte, before that penalty, and we had about a three minute span where we were in a good rhythm, where we were keeping pucks low, we were getting pucks out, we were getting pucks deep. They were turning the puck over. We were playing well tactically. We were getting line changes. I think we had two line changes in a row. There were no whistles, and then we inadvertently put a puck up in the stands, whistle face off in our zone, and then we get that penalty. And then kind of from there, again, I thought we just lost a lot of our composure, Brian.
This is the third game now in 5 days. How much gas is left in the tank?
We'll find out tonight, and it'll be interesting. And Travis and I were talking about that this morning too. So, the guys are just going to have to will it tonight.
At this point of the year, and I'm not saying that I think this is happening, but can a power play get a little too predictable this late in the year? The guys are doing the same kinds of things over and over and over again, and the opponent kind of knows what's coming.
Probably a little bit. I mean, I think it's not that they know what it's not that they know what's coming, Schultz. They've seen it 30, 40 times already is what I'm getting at. That's the biggest thing is they've just seen it so much. If it's not us, it's somebody else. And, you know, our guys are programmed on an overload, on an umbrella, on a 2-3. They're programmed. They know what to do, you know, what the certain tendencies are and, you know, shot selection and those types of things.
This is your second extended trip now of the season. Not nearly as extended as the first one was to Alaska, but you guys on the Alaska trip and now this one are 5-0-1. It says a lot about the character of this team that they're able to get it done.
Absolutely. And actually, Schultz, it's our third extended trip. Huntsville was really an extended trip. We left on a Monday. You know, yeah, we played two games, but we left on a Monday. And you know, if you want to factor that, and that's being on the road a long time. So, no, these guys have stood tall on the road, and these extended trips have been good to us. And, boy, I mean, obviously to top it off tonight would just be a great road trip, not only, again, this road trip, but, again, when you – and when you look back at the Alaska trip, the Huntsville trip, and you know, it pays big dividends for us.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.